From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The United States on Monday ordered 60 Russian diplomats it accuses of being spies to leave the country within a week. At least 17 other countries, including France, Germany, and Poland, are expelling more than 100 Russian diplomats in a concerted response to the nerve agent attack on a former Russian double agent and his daughter in Britain. White House spokesman Rod Shaw.
We want to work with Russia, but this type of an action cannot be tolerated. The United States is responding to Russia's action, as I called it, brazen and reckless. So this is a U.S. response. We want to work with Russia. The ball's in their court is with respect to how they want to respond.
The expulsion order covers 48 Russians at embassies and consulates in the United States and 12 assigned to Moscow's mission at the United Nations in New York City, who, according to a senior U.S. official, abused their privilege of residence. The European Union also took action against Russia on Monday. This is President of the European Council, Donald Tusk.
As a direct follow-up to last week's European Council decision to react to Russia within a common framework, already today 14 member states have decided to expel Russian diplomats.
Kremlin officials said Russian President Vladimir Putin would decide how to respond, but that it would be in kind. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is reportedly in China on an unannounced visit. Bloomberg News made the report on Monday, citing three unnamed sources. There was no official statement on the report, which was not covered by Chinese or North Korean state media. This is VOA News. A German court has extended the detention of former Catalan President Carles Puigdemont, pending a decision by a higher court on whether to extradite him to Spain. The Saudi-led coalition fighting Yemen's Houthi movement said Monday that Sunday's ballistic missile attacks on Saudi Arabia are a serious escalation and threat to regional and international security. National elections are underway in Egypt. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports.
Egyptians cast their ballots Monday on the first of 3 days of voting in what appears to be a certain victory for incumbent President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. Supporters of the president applauded while some opponents cried foul, and still others appeared to be disinterested in the outcome one way or the other. Security was tight as police and military forces stood guard at key government buildings and installations. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The White House spokesman on Monday said President Trump doesn't believe any of the accusations made by adult film actress Stormy Daniels that she had a one-night affair with the future U.S. leader in 2006 and 5 years later was threatened to keep quiet about their alleged liaison. The spokesman rejected any suggestion that the president had engaged in wrongdoing because his personal attorney, Michael Cohen, paid Ms. Daniels $130,000 from his own funds in hush money shortly before the 2016 presidential election. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission said Monday it is investigating the privacy controls of social media giant Facebook in the aftermath of reports that the personal data of tens of millions of Facebook users was compromised by the British voter profiling firm Cambridge Analytica. The consumer agency's announcement sent the stock price of the company down another 2% on top of a 14% plunge last week that cut the company's market value by $90 billion. And the American firearms and ammunition manufacturer Remington has filed for bankruptcy protection in order to reorganize its operations and put in place a debt reduction deal with its creditors. The company filed its petition for the so-called Chapter 11 bankruptcy on Sunday, 6 weeks after announcing an agreement to reduce its nearly $1 billion in debts while transferring ownership. Its filings listed both its debts and assets between $500 million and $1 billion. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Jones, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.